sir.
Yes. What are your impressions?
Well, it's just a rambling old house.
But it goes a little further than that. The building used to be a rooming house, but fell into ruin a good few years ago and was boarded up. And it changed hands and money was spent to make it habitable.
It looks as though it could do with some more.
Yes, the Crosby Clinic's evidently seen better days. I wonder who Crosby is. Let's find out.
Frederick Crosby, gentlemen. He was born in this house. There were 32 separate families living here then, if you can call it living. You can still find the same thing today, God help us.
Mr. Crosby evidently escaped from his poverty.
An example to us all, Mr. Holmes. He rose by his own efforts, bought the building, and established the clinic. Free medicine, hot food, warm clothing, and succor for the soul. That was 20 years ago.
Is he still involved?
He passed away 9 years later. But his work continues. His son, Dr. Jonathan Crosby, is in charge now.
And exactly what is your position?
I look after the day-to-day running of the establishment.
Tell me about Charlotte Adams.
There's very little to tell. She'd been a volunteer here for just over 3 months.
Do you have many helpers that young?
We are grateful for anyone who'll give us that time, Doctor. She had her mother's permission.
Was she a good worker?
I believe so. She spent most of her time assisting Dr. Crosby in the surgery.
I shall need to speak to him.
I'm afraid that's not possible.
Why not?
Because he's not here at the moment. Our Dr. Kelly's helping out. He comes in from time to time.
Where is Dr. Crosby?
Occupied with a personal family matter. But I can tell you anything you need to know. Dr. Crosby told me that Charlotte suddenly just ran out of the surgery. Up to that moment, he'd noticed nothing out of the ordinary about her.
Do you know what they were doing? What sort of patient they were treating?
I asked him that, of course. He said it was a purely routine case.
Nothing that could have upset or distressed her.
Mr. Holmes, Charlotte Adams was made of sterner stuff than that. We do quite a few amputations here.
Did Dr. Crosby follow her?
He was too busy. But later, we realised that she hadn't been seen for some time.
And you mounted a search?
That sounds a little grand. We looked around for her and found her in there.
Do you have any idea what could have driven her to take her own life?
All I know is this. Whatever it was, it had nothing whatsoever to do with my clinic. I'll be downstairs in my office if you should need me. Gentlemen?
And Miss Wallace?
My clinic. Interesting choice of words. Now. What a dismal little room. Why, well, as her mother said, the hooks in the ceiling. You'll stay here for a moment, would you?
Yes, of course.
So glad if there's anything still to read after 2 days, but you never know. Yes. Yes, you can come now.
Have you found anything?
Well, no, not much. She used this chair. First to secure her scarf, like so. And then to position herself, yes. A moment of stillness. Have you observed how the prospect of imminent death quietens the mind? And then... It's a mistake to believe that the young can't feel the anguish and the darkness of their elders. What terrible burden drove her to such a measure? There's nothing more to be learned here.
Well? I talked to the doctor, Dr. Kelly.
What's he like?
Elderly, a bit shaky. Retired from general practice a few years ago. Doing his best under the circumstances.
Well, what do you mean?
It's not just the building that needs money. They're using patched-up equipment, makeshift supplies, and treatments out of the arm.
What was his opinion of the girl?
Quiet, serious, very pleasant, interested in his work. She told him she wanted to be a doctor.
That sounds like rather more than a whim. Does he have any idea why she did it?
No, he said not.
And you believed him?
Yes, I did.